You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Overload, the show that's being recorded while the road is being torn up out front. so, you know, mind the construction noise.
You know, those Constructicons building new Cybertron for Megatron.
Exactly.
There we go.
That thing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about pop culture like we always do. Movies, games, all that stuff. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Josh.
As always, we're going to talk about news. We're also going to talk about some of our favorite stuff from last year, now that it's the new year. But first, we'll do Check It Out.
Okay, well, well, I've been checking out really just kind of one thing. I've been, surprise, surprise, guess what I'm about to say? Been really busy at work. But the one thing I did check out was a thing I picked up for Christmas, actually. It's a box set from Shout Factory called Kyoryu Sentai Zuranger. And no, I didn't just have a seizure live on air. Most people would know it better as the Japanese version of Power Rangers. It's really interesting. I don't talk about it on air often, but I'm kind of into that, kind of just kind of seeing where the show originally came from and stuff like that. And this is the first official release that they made for it. And so I've been going through and watching them, and it's a trip. It's weird.
Not only is it like from like the early 90s, it's early 90s Japanese TV.
Yeah, it's weird. And I mean, there are some sections that are very closely translated over to the English, but like the headache thing, that's a thing from the original show. Like Rita always having a headache and stuff.
Bandora.
Uh-huh. Bandora. Yeah, evil witch Bandora, whose goal is to destroy all children. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, hates those kids.
She
hates
them. Darker.
Yeah. Oh, no, people die. I'm about halfway through it, and there are a lot of deaths, a lot of civilian deaths. An entire building got blown up, like, first thing right off the bat.
Wow.
Yeah, like, just straight up myrtleized everybody. The heroes aren't teenagers with attitudes so much as they are frozen Japanese cavemen who are also, like, medieval knights, kinda.
It's not very clear.
It's not very clear. Also, the robots, when they all combined, they don't become just a giant fighting robot. They are, like, actual capital G god, according to the show. Oh, don't get me started about the guy with the pig nose who drives around in a flying Volkswagen Beetle to protect dinosaur eggs. That's an entire subplot. Oh, yeah.
We missed out on so much.
We did. We did.
Their white wizard guy.
Oh, yeah.
He makes his ear all huge, listening to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Their Zordon is an old man who's been... it's really unclear. He's like the caretaker of like a apartment building, but he's been there for like a million years. So... I guess that apartment building's just been there forever, I guess.
Like their weird like Power Ranger Command tomb thingy is underneath.
Oh yeah, it's
there.
It's 2,000 floors below the building that he takes care of. Yeah, very weird. And like the theme song has something to do with Halley's Comet. I don't quite get it.
It's weird.
It's Japanese superheroes.
It's a weird show. But like I said, it was picked up by Shout Factory. And the DVD sets are really neat. They weren't really going super economical with them. It's a 10-disc set, and there's only 5 episodes per disc.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's at the highest quality you can get these, you know, the show from a mid-90s. But, yeah, it's a lot of DVDs, and they did have, like, there's, like, one special feature on the last disc, and it's a panel from Power Morphicon from a few years ago featuring the remaining cast from that show who came over to America and spoke through a bunch of translators to the crowd.
Huh.
And it's interesting. It was kind of interesting to hear them talk about stuff.
About how much is this set?
Yeah.
Oh, it was originally about 40. I think it's down to maybe like under 30 at this point.
I might buy it.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really neat.
I like Sentai. Like the stuff, like you've been loaning me stuff to watch, and I do really enjoy it. I enjoy it way more than American Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the more that people buy these sets, the more Shout Factory will actually put out, because they recently put out the what was used for the second season of Mighty Morphin called Die Ranger, which we never saw the suits. Other than the White Ranger in America. So it's like all new footage, everything except for the Zords. Everything's new footage. It's kind of, it's really neat.
Yeah, that one was like Chinese Zodiac kind of thing.
Chinese Zodiac. That was the theme. Oh yeah, the monsters in Zoo Ranger, they're all Western mythological creatures.
Huh.
Like Minotaur, a Titan from like Greek mythology.
Yeah, there's wasn't Goldar like Gryffindor or something?
Gryffazur, yeah, he's like a griffin.
Yeah.
There was trolls, and there were,
There's the Sphinx.
There's a Sphinx, there's a, there's a genie, but it looks like, Anubis from...
Yeah, he does look a lot like Anubis. I remember that American episode.
Yeah, but no, they were all based around, like...
Mythology.
Yeah. Eastern, or Western mythology. So, kind of interesting. Also, the Pink Ranger has, the acting skills of a, cardboard cutout. She is a blank expression and just... Like, it was clear that the show was written around the Red Ranger because he is, by and large, the best actor of the hero squad. And I guess he went on to do a couple other parts as different characters. But, yeah, that Pink Ranger, man, she's a block of wood, man.
Also, the fact that the robots in the Japanese one are sentient. They have feelings.
Yeah, like I said, they form together to become big old dinosaur god.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what his name was, though.
Daizujin.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The action is so much better in the original, like, Sentai stuff, too. It's actually, like, entertaining fight scenes and stuff, not just flipping around, like, stupid.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. And they do that, like, weird, like, look up, the camera pointing at the sky, and they, like, do... flips over like on the like on the Power Rangers. They actually did that and like without their transformed, like their actors did that as well, so it was like a transfer over from that. But no, it's interesting, and I would definitely recommend checking it out if you have, you know, 20-25 bucks to throw down. You find it on Amazon.
Do you think they'll ever, like, if they sell well enough, if they'll actually go back and like into the 70s and pull that stuff?
Never say never, but I would imagine that they're probably going to try to get through the ones that are done here in America that that people would recognize first before going back and doing some of the earlier stuff. But you never know. I mean, there's some... The season directly prior to the one they used for Power Rangers was really good. Jetman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the heroes weren't teens. They were adults working for the military, and... Like,
most of them
were
like fighter pilots, aren't they?
That was the theme, was fighter pilots. And they were, it was a very serious, very, like, a lot more people died, like, blood and stuff. Like, it was very serious for a children's show.
Oh, yeah, that in, like, the original Sentai.
They were military.
Go Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, they were, like, spies.
No. Yeah, they were super spies.
Yeah, they were super spies. And they were fighting a terrorist network.
Mm-hmm.
And not aliens.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Anyway, I could keep talking about this forever, but we got to move on.
I played the Power Rangers the fighting game for Super Nintendo on my Retron the other day. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It uses the same engine that the Gundam fighting game used. It was like a precursor to it.
There's a lot of Zords in there that I feel like weren't on the show. They probably just used the sprites from the actual Sentai games.
No, they used them. That fighting game, it had, it was put out in the, between the second and third season, I think. So it had the second season, the Thunder Megazord.
Yeah.
It had the White Tiger Megazord. It probably had the...
Titanus.
No, probably, I don't think it had Titanus. Oh. I think it had the Shogun Megazord. He was the big one, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Ninja Megazord, the one with the frog feet.
Yep.
Hero General is what they called him in, Naku Ranger or it was a ninja where Shogun Megazord comes from.
Oh, Kakuranger.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Called him like Supreme Hero General or
something like that. Yeah.
I made it all the way to Ivan Ooze and he was so cheap that I quit.
Oh yeah, no, it's yeah, that game's real cheap.
But I was surprised how good it was and how much better it is than the regular Power Rangers game. That's like a crappy beat 'em up.
That's the thing. Power Rangers games are not. Typically, they're not very good. They're usually, like, real terrible, in fact. But,
It makes me wonder if there's any good Sentai games out there that we didn't... obviously wouldn't get.
I'm sure Warp Zone would know.
From what I understand, the Car Ranger game is really good. But they're used, like, chibi sprites. Like, the little, like, the super deformed sprites. Because it was the comedy season. So I hear that one's really good, but I've never actually gotten a working ROM to play it. So I don't know. And any of the earlier ones were done. Well, anything before the original Power Rangers or Zoo Ranger probably would have been done on the original NES.
Yeah.
So, you know, take what you will with that. But that's enough of enough Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I downloaded some free-to-play MMO on PlayStation 4. Apparently there's a bunch more free-to-play stuff on there than I realized. But it's like this MMO called Onigiri.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I've never played it, but
it means rice ball.
Yeah. But you play as an Oni and you go around and fight monsters and stuff. I downloaded it on a lark. I thought it was terrible and then I would laugh at how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't stop playing it.
So. Really? Oh, wow.
I mean, you just go clear out dungeons and fight monsters. It actually has an action-y combat.
Oh, cool.
Instead of your average MMO click and watch and click.
It's ugly as sin, though.
Oh yeah, it is hideous. It looks like it looks like a PlayStation 2 game. But it's a download. Like, it's not gonna be.
I've played a lot of Korean MMOs on my PC that look like that.
Oh, it's very much like one of the. Well, it's Japanese, obviously, but it's very much in the vein of a cheap MMO. But the gameplay feels solid from what I've played so far. I mean, I haven't played it that long, mm-hmm. but it feels pretty solid so far. And you get side characters that you can boost your relationship with by giving them presents, and they get stats increased. And
oh, wow, okay.
It's just kind of a neat game.
Yeah, hey, the price is right.
Yeah.
Are there microtransactions?
Yeah, but it's cosmetic items or experience boosts.
Okay, so it's not necessary to...
It's not a pay to win.
Yeah. Other than that...
We'll talk about Awesome Games Done Quick.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of Awesome Games Done Quick. It's a charity... event stream where
you can watch it on Twitch, I think, right now.
Yeah,
I don't know how long
it might be over by the time this is but there'll be one next year.
Okay, so what is it about? I guess
they're raising money for cancer research, and it's a bunch of speedrunners coming together and speedrunning games.
Oh wow!
In one stream.
Oh, very cool. Now, is this the one where they had like the two guys playing Metroid and like they're each holding onto the controller?
I don't know.
Or is that something else?
I don't know. They might have did that.
Okay, because there for a while, I was seeing a bunch of things pop up on social media. It was like two guys each holding on to like half of a original NES controller, and that one guy was controlling the A and B button, and one was controlling the D-pad, and they were trying to speed run Metroid, the original Metroid.
That sounds
with that.
Like a stunt that they would do.
Okay, so that might be it.
They like do like blindfold runs and stuff sometimes.
I saw one where somebody turned Super Metroid on its side and was playing it.
Hmm.
Yeah, and we watched him do... Kaizo Mario 3.
Oh my god,
which
that's
is insane.
Yeah, it's a hack of the original Super Mario Bros. Mm-hmm. 3 to make it really hard.
Oh man, and yeah, like, Kaizo Mario is the worst. I've tried the ROM and it's
it's a nightmare. Like kind of easy.
Yeah.
Really.
Like it's like mesmerizing to watch.
Yeah, wow. He did the whole thing in like what, 40 minutes, 30 minutes.
That's really good. Now was he using like save states or anything?
No.
Like that? Really? Wow.
I just think they don't do any
that's insane. That's really insane.
It was mesmerizing to watch.
I bet.
And like you tense up at the hard, you know, the parts that look really hard. Like mm-hmm. you get really into it. Like it was sports. Like how some people get into sports, I guess.
And yeah.
We also saw where a bunch of the speedrunners made like 8 levels in Mario Maker and had 2 of them like blind run them, basically not seen them before. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And 2 of them racing against each other.
Yeah, we were watching Castlevania this morning. They were going through Castlevania games.
Oh, right on.
They did the hard mode of Castlevania 4, which looked nuts.
Just beat it like in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember I hated doing the inverted castle in Symphony of the Night.
That's about as far as I made it. And then I never got all the way through it. Boy, I miss Castlevania.
I miss good ones.
Yeah,
the Mercury Steam third person God of War knockoff ones were awful, and they should feel bad.
Yeah, wasn't there a Castlevania fighting game?
Yes, it was pretty stupid, but I still kind of liked it.
Okay,
like a guilty pleasure bad game.
Hate playing it.
Oh, I hate this game so much.
I mean, I had fun playing it. It's just this dumb fighting game. We wag a Wii remote around. I like the character designs too. They were different. They were different interpretations of all the classic Castlevania characters.
Cool.
But yeah, I miss, because back in the Game Boy Advance and original DS games, we were getting 2D Castlevanias just constantly.
Oh yeah. That first year was great. And
it was great. Now we got nothing.
Yeah. Well, we're getting that one that he was, he kickstarted, right?
Oh yeah. What's that called? Blood Stained.
Blood Stained? That's it. I think so.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
Yeah. Eventually, when it comes
Konami's
out.
Konami's sure as heck not going to do it.
Do you want to talk about Superstore?
Oh, yeah. We watched that new NBC comedy. It's kind of Office-esque, but it's not filmed like The Office, though. It's filmed like, you know, an actual TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people who work in retail in a big box store.
Oh, which, I saw that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of relate to.
Yeah.
That really hits home.
Yeah.
And it was actually all right. Like, oh, cool. I thought it was going to be bad.
Yeah, we put it on, like, oh, okay, this is going to be terrible.
It was actually pretty good. I mean, it's not amazing, but it...
We had some pretty good jokes in there.
Yeah, and it was fairly true to the retail experience.
Oh, you see, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if it's that good, you know, with the first couple episodes, I'm sure once it kind of gets its footing, it'll really amp up. So that's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
That's pretty much it for us, I think. Did you do something that I don't remember? You knitted a sweater for the dog.
I should take a picture of it. It's pretty cute.
If I do say so myself.
You got your pack of Sarah Grayley stuff. You want to talk about her?
Okay, well, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Sarah Grayley is a comic artist, and she writes the comic Our Super Adventure. It's basically... autobiographical comics about her and her boyfriend. They're really, really cute. Kind of remind me of me and Cody, actually. I
and
swear, we have...
her four cats.
It's kind of, it's like, echoing our lives. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Like, some of the... Slice of life kind of stuff.
Well, the comics, like, we've had that same conversation.
Like, yeah, when I first read it, I'm like, is somebody mirroring our lives? Like, stealing our lives?
Where's my cut?
Yeah.
But, and she also did Pizza Witch. A little comic to let you borrow it. It's really good. Is it still online or is it not anymore?
I think it's still online.
Or you can read it online.
Mm.
It's really, really good. I don't want to spoil it.
But it's about a witch who makes pizzas.
Oh. Hey, that's a witch I can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a cauldron. Like magically.
Magic pizza?
Here, yeah. I thought you were talking about like a pizza sandwich.
No.
Pizza witch.
No, like a...
A magical person who uses spells to make pizza.
Ah.
Pizza Hermione. Wingardium Pizziosa. And that's my lame joke of the day.
The show's not over yet.
Yeah.
OurSuperAdventure.com. It's worth that.
But she's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I checked out kind of a couple things.
Okay.
It's Steven Baum week.
Oh, yeah.
That was something else I was thinking about, but you could talk about it.
The episodes this week center around Steven's birthday.
Yay.
He's now a little older.
Cool.
Did you see last night?
Yeah. Wait, I think so. Yes. Where they went to the moon?
Yes.
Yes, that I saw. Yes. It's been really good. Like, the episodes are taking place in, like, pretty much the same day.
Okay.
Like, the first episode, like, Garnet wakes Steven up at, like, at the barn where they're building the drill to drill into the Earth's core. And, I'm not sure if you're that far in the story.
No, I'm not. No, this is all new stuff for me, but go ahead.
Anyway, they're building a drill to go to the Earth's core to stop a thing called the Cluster, which is a giant gem mutant that's growing inside the Earth's crust, and when it emerges, it will destroy the planet.
Ah, okay.
A plan set forth thousands of years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, and Peridot's been helping them, the gem from Homeworld, who they fought in the previous season.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway. And Garnet tells Steven the story of how Ruby and Sapphire met and became Garnet.
Okay, cool.
It's super cute.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, man.
And they sing a song that harkens back to, like, most of the songs in the series.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. And then the episode after that was called Steven's Birthday. And it was basically about Steven overhearing a conversation between Connie, his kind of gal pal, and his dad about how he doesn't age normally, and he gets really self-conscious about it, and so he uses his powers to kind of stretch his body a little bit to appear taller and older.
He sounds a little older, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
And I think part of that is the voice actor himself getting a little older. I mean...
Yeah, I think he was not faking the kid voice as much.
Yeah, and it was really cute and kind of heartwarming. And I've always loved Connie and Steven's, like, interaction. Some of my favorite episodes are Steven and Connie episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a point where he can't hold on to the stretching any longer, and he turns back into a baby.
Oh, yeah, really?
It's awkward for a minute.
Yeah.
But then Greg steps up and goes, "The Gems don't know anything about babies. I do. When he was little, I was still raising him." And it kind of goes kind of to, like, so Greg was in Steven's life for a good chunk.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like I've said before, like, I used to hate Greg, like, when the show first started.
Yeah, you're like, what's this guy's problem? He must be a deadbeat.
Yeah, but then as the series gets on, you get into, like, his character, like, he's really loving, and it's really heartbreaking sometimes.
That's cool. Now, did Steven permanently stay the stretched out, or did he revert back to his regular...
He reverted back to his normal, but then he grew a chin whisker.
Oh, nice.
So I guess kind of hints that maybe he will...
Eventually.
Grow up.
And then the last night's episode is more serious and kind of more actiony a little bit. They go to the moon, where a gem base used to be, like, a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
trying to find out where the cluster was. And it basically kind of got to a point where Peridot, not really knowing anything, basically talks about how Rose doomed the planet with her rebellion, and it really hits a chord with, like, the gems.
Mm.
It's real. Oh man, like, Garnet was, like, about ready to rip her apart and break her.
Oh wow.
But you do see a really cool sequence of Lion, like, using, like, his warp powers.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Like, we've never seen the inside of Lion's little warp tunnels. We've always just seen the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, really colorful and really interesting. And there was a song that Steven was trying to get Peridot to sing in the beginning of the episode, and it sounded like Rebecca Sugar did the music on Adventure Time too. It sounds like it's got the same tempo and, like, the same kind of beat and a melody of, like, a song that Marceline sings.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
In an episode of Adventure Time. This week has been great. I can't wait to watch the next two.
Yeah. Do you ever notice Adventure Time's really kind of, nobody pays attention to it anymore?
I do.
Well, in culture, pop culture, I guess. Yeah, not really so much.
It's not so big anymore.
But also, it is like 6-7 seasons in.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder what's going to happen to Steven Universe in a couple years when it hits its 6th or 7th season.
If it gets that
and
far.
There's something else that kind of falls into that spot.
I have a feeling they won't let it keep stretching out. It's going to be as long as it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Like Gravity Falls, two seasons.
Because I think Rebecca said that she has, like, the entire, basically, thing.
And that's good. Out. I would rather see a show end early on a good note while it's strong and have a satisfying ending than watch it drag on which is what Adventure Time's become.
Yeah. And it's also really open-ended in its concept. I mean, it's a kid and a dog going on adventures at its base level, and you can do
whatever.
Technically do that forever, but...
With Steven Universe, it feels like there is, like, a set story within the set mm-hmm. universe with these rules, and we're going to that point.
And that's good.
Yeah. I still don't agree with Gravity Falls ending. I think there's still a lot of stuff they could have did.
I think at least one more season.
They could have squeezed at least one more good season out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't argue with Alex Hirsch wanting to end it if he wanted to end it. But still, there's still a lot of good stuff there. Well,
look at Penn Ward. He's not even show running Adventure Time anymore, and it's his brainchild. He just couldn't handle how popular and how big it got.
Like in Gravity Falls, Stan, which one's the Stanley? Is he the new one? The new uncle, the new Grunkle.
Oh,
we barely even know him. I mean, he's been around for like 6 episodes.
Hmm.
Like that's something they could have, you know, did more on.
Right. Well, you never know. They might. Get picked up and do some like short things online or
comic
or direct to DVD or something.
They'll do a comic like they've been doing with like Adventure Time.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like those comics though, because they're so unsubstantial because they can't do anything.
Marceline Adrift was really good.
Well, the Marceline one was good too, because they had Meredith Grant had a lot more to work with. There was more original characters in that than there was in most of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, I read, like, the first Steven Universe comic, and I'm like, this has no bearing on anything, because it's not allowed to, so...
Right. Well, I mean, in the same,
it's for kids, though. Yeah.
In the same vein, that's like the Simpsons comics or anything else like that. They, you know, they might be entertaining, but by the end of it, they have to be pretty much back to where things, is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that they just like tread a lot of the same ground that the mm-hmm. show already has.
Yeah.
Because they can't. They really can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, my other, check it out. It's real quick.
Okay. It's going to have to be.
I've been playing this stupid app on my phone. I can't even call it really a game because okay. you barely do anything. It's called Neko Atsune.
Oh, I love Neko Atsune.
It's a Japanese game that recently got translated into English or optimized for English. And it's basically, it's called, it's Japanese for cat collection.
Okay.
And you basically have this yard, and you buy little things to put in your yard and buy food to attract cats to your yard. And you basically take pictures of them.
Oh, wow.
And they show up in real time. Like, you have to go away and come back and see if any cats are there.
Yeah. And they have, like, different personalities. And if you, depending on the items you have, you might get special cats. Like, there's one, cat. He's a baseball cat. I can't remember.
Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. I wanted to get him, and I can't get him.
I got him. I got Billy the Kitten.
I've gotten Billy the Kitten.
Bob the Cat.
I haven't seen Bob the Cat.
Yeah, he's got like a little like walking stick and like a vest and stuff. You have to get the big cat tower. My favorite is Tubbs.
Yeah, Tubbs will show up and eat your premium food.
Eat all your food. And he'll, like, you'll come in and he'll just be, like, asleep, like a Snorlax next to the bowl.
Yeah, with food on him and, like, passed out. Wow.
But it's a dumb little game. I don't even know why I keep playing it. It's, for some reason, I'd have to just keep coming back.
It doesn't require a lot of you.
No. Ooh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Awesome. Just like, hey, you want to look at some cute cat animations? Like, yeah. We'll put some food here. There'll be some cute cats here in, like, 5 minutes.
All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll have some news and a list of stuff from 2015, maybe.
That we liked.
Yeah.
From the past.
That was Scatman. By Scatman John?
Scatman John, yeah, that's it.
The song's called Scatman, and then in parentheses, like...
Be-bop-up-bop-up?
Yes, be-bop-up-bop-up.
Calm down.
You know how I get about the Scatman.
Well, you just got a scat.
Yeah, man. All right, so yeah, we're back. So let's, do you want to rock it through some news real quick, or do we want to go ahead and do the top, the 25,
let's blast 2015? Through some news.
Let's blast through it. Okay, first off, Godzilla. There's new pictures of him.
From the Japanese Godzilla Resurgence film.
Yeah.
Not the Legendary Pictures Godzilla that we got. Was that this year?
That was this year.
This year.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Might have been. Early this year. Yeah, close enough. But, yeah. So, what about him?
Basically, they just kind of leaked images of what he's going to look like. Like, this time around, they're kind of doing, like a melding of, like, computer-generated graphics with practical effects.
That's cool. Does he still look like a weird dog?
Yeah, kind of.
Nice.
He still kind of looks like classic Godzilla, but he's got like a lot of weird red muscle stuff going on.
He's scarier looking.
He's like roided out.
He's really like he's like partially like Lord Zed Godzilla.
Nice. I like it.
I guess supposedly the rumor flying around is that he is the original Godzilla.
Okay.
That was killed in the original movie. But he's been like, but not really dead, but been regenerating since then.
He's just been waiting.
Pretty much.
He slept below the sea in Raleigh.
Ah, that's it, yeah.
Where the dead Godzilla lies dreaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're going?
There we go.
Yeah, he looks really scary, but he's still got the dopey, weird eye that like the old Godzilla suits kind of had.
Cool. I'm happy. Especially glad for the
original one where it's like really goofy looking.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but he's still kind of scary, though, too. Oh, he's like crazy teeth and...
spindly claw.
Oh, yeah. But cool. Yeah, that's pretty much really it. It's kind of just leaked images.
When is that movie coming out?
Maybe this summer in Japan.
Okay. So this summer I can find a copy of it.
Maybe, yeah.
Online somewhere. Maybe. Okay, very cool. Just rocketing right along. The Oculus Rift, they finally got a price for it.
And it's ridiculous. It's $600
That's insane.
And keep in mind, that's not going to work without like a $1,000 computer. To run it,
yeah,
because it takes some pretty beefy specs to be able to do Oculus Rift. So if you're looking to get in the virtual reality PC game, look into spending about $1,500.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which nobody is going to do.
Oh, no, people will do it, just ridiculous people will do it.
Not enough people are going to do it.
Yeah, that's it.
There are people that have, like, they have them now.
Developers.
Devs.
Well, yeah.
Now, they've had two different dev units, and this is the first commercially available one that you can pre-order.
Yeah.
But they were talking all this time about making it affordable for everybody, and they failed. Because it's not. Nobody wants to pay $600 for a VR headset.
Well, you might be surprised.
Hey, I'm happy with my Google Cardboard.
Yeah.
I'm happy. That's fine. Yeah. Fine with me.
Like, I wanted to try it, and Google Cardboard let me try it.
Yeah.
And it was good enough.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of quelled that curiosity pretty well.
Yep.
And it's cool.
Yeah, you know what? When in about 5 years, when the Oculus Rift version 1 goes on eBay for like $150, I'll pick one up then and I'll try it.
Yeah, I'll maybe look into Sony's thing that they're doing.
Because you have the PS4. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have to buy an expensive computer.
Right.
Even though I would like to have an expensive computer.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up we have here is Pocket Morty's.
Morty!
That's a game coming out for iOS based on Rick and Morty. And Android, yeah. You know, we talk about Rick and Morty all the time on the show.
Yeah,
so
one of our staples of the show, I think.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. So it's like a kind of a takeoff of Pokemon, kind of.
Like dead on.
It looks like Pokemon.
Yeah, but all of the monsters are different Mortys.
Yeah, it's Mortys from different realities.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Apparently there's an infinite amount of them, supposedly.
It comes out on the 14th, I guess. Which,
yeah.
Yeah. It looks good. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's free, so I'm going
to
try it.
I'm still waiting for the Futurama mobile game to come out. Whenever that will be.
Was there supposed to be one?
Yeah, there's a Futurama mobile game coming out.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, man. I know, right?
I have a feeling that is not going to ever come out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's probably dead in the water.
Hey, you remember that really crappy Futurama game on PS2?
Yeah, I never played it.
Oh, it was terrible. Anyway, something we didn't get into last week was Deadpool.
Yeah. They had a trailer come out for it, and it looks pretty great.
Some new images, too.
Some new images. The trailer had some new shots and things. Had some more of Colossus. Had some of Negasonic Teenage Warhead, probably one of the best X-Men character names.
Yeah, and they definitely seem to be with the new stuff, the newer stuff they've released for it. Is they're kind of closely more connecting Deadpool to the X-Men universe.
Like they're connecting it to an X-Men universe.
Yes. Yeah, because there is an image of Negasonic Teenage Warhead wearing an X-Men uniform.
Yeah. It looks like a version of the New Mutants.
Yeah.
Like the training school
uniforms.
It looks great. I mean, I'm hype. You know, comes out on
February. You can't get here fast enough.
Yeah, comes out on Valentine's Day. So
it was just as funny as all the other trailers were.
Did you see? Yeah. It was like a collection of like all the big movie posters for all the big movies that are coming out, and like they're all like super serious, actiony and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then Deadpool's just sitting there like with this look on his like on his mask, and he's wearing like this Christmas sweater. It says Deadpool across his chest.
Yeah,
but that's it.
Oh yeah, it's like a bad family portrait with
Or like a school photo.
Yeah. But no, it looks great. I don't know what else to say about it because I mean it's
Deadpool.
It's Deadpool. It's going to be awesome.
Another news. Doctor Who is apparently getting a new showrunner.
It's about darn
we don't
time.
Know who yet.
Yeah, but... nobody knows who.
Nailed it.
But it's about time Moffat got out of there because it, I mean,
yeah.
this last season for this year was pretty good.
But also, he didn't write most of it.
Yeah, which is probably why it was pretty good. I mean, Moffat was good for the first,
couple seasons,
but it's time for him to move on and get some fresh blood in there.
Please.
Please.
Please. Yeah. In another little bit of news, Netflix has a couple more exclusives coming out.
Mm-hmm.
One of those happens to be a Voltron reboot.
Which is cool. I actually heard about this. It was originally going to be a movie.
Yeah.
That they decided that they just made too much of, and so they're going to split it into a series.
Yeah, which is fine, you know.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything with Voltron in a very long time.
I'll be honest, real talk, Voltron is one of those things that I should know everything about because it's everything right up my alley. People in giant robots fighting monsters. I don't know hardly anything about it.
It was definitely a play on Sentai.
Yeah, well, sure, but
multicolored super teens with a combining robot.
And you know what? You know what it is? Because it's anime. Really? Because it's not live action. It just never caught me
Which is weird, the fact that you love Japanese television so much, but you don't like anime. Yeah.
I don't like anime. It just never clicks for me. It's the same thing with Gatchaman or Battle of the Planets, because that is basically with Power Rangers without the robots, but it's a cartoon and not of live action.
It's very Jetman-like.
Jetman was based on it.
That's true, yeah.
Anyway, but we talked about that too much in the first half anyway. But yeah, for whatever reason, it just, the anime is hard stop. I just can't get into it. Very weird. I don't understand. Anyway, but this looks good.
I like the original Voltron Force. The Voltron car one is terrible. It is a terrible series. But on top of that, I always mess up his name.
Grimlock.
No.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grimlock King. Del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
Del Melmo.
Del Melmo. Benicio del Toro.
Sop Vim Walla. But no, he's got a series, an animated series coming on Netflix too.
Are we doing Scatman again?
You know that one director. You know, you did Chappie.
Guillermo del Toro.
Thank you. Yes. Has a series coming out on Netflix, an animated series called Troll Hunter. And it seems to be based kind of on like kind of northern mythology type stuff.
So not the troll dolls.
No.
See, for some reason, an image in my head of a show where like teens hunt troll dolls.
See, and I got a picture in my head of people busting into people's houses, like, as they're typing, like, crappy, like, comments on, like, YouTube pages.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah, that would be a great show. It'd be like Dog the Bounty Hunter just beating up on internet nerds.
Didn't Jay and Silent Bob kind
of
do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of pretty much the only real new news.
Yeah, congratulations, we blew through a week's worth of news in 10 minutes.
Wow, so now we got 20 minutes to talk about stuff we liked from 2015.
Yeah, you know, we thought about doing a list, but lists are lame. So I'd rather just kind of go scattershot and just kind of talk about stuff.
It's kind of asinine just to rank things, just to rank them.
Yeah. Like, so let's just talk about some stuff from 2015 that got into, that we liked. It's going to be a lot of the same stuff that we always talk about, but hey,
we
whatever.
We like it, darn it.
Yeah.
We got some new stuff on here.
Yeah.
Netflix, this is a big year for Netflix originals.
It was.
They were
Netflix
all over the
is
place.
A powerhouse right now. It's ridiculous.
They're killing it.
Yep.
They really are. Yep. I mean, with Daredevil and Jessica Jones, so amazing.
And Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt's so funny.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black.
Still need to watch the third season, but I love the first two.
Yeah. Was there another season of House of Cards this year?
Yes.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yes, there was.
Okay. That was this year.
House of Cards is really good.
It's definitely the year of the Netflix.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Especially when House of Cards won an Emmy.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Because it was the only show that wasn't on an actual network that got a nomination.
Which really goes to show that as a television watching culture, we're starting to move away from
TV.
And onto internet streaming
Have
devices.
Have you noticed, like, more and more of the networks are now, like, putting out, like, apps to watch
their
stuff?
It kind of sucks, because then you got to juggle all these apps.
And a lot of them are not very good.
Well, because they coded them real fast, because they got to have an app.
Yeah. Well, like the CBS thing, it's a pay-for app, which sucks, but that's the only way we're going to get Star Trek.
And there's the CW Seed.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
That's a horrible name, too. It's just confusing to say.
Yeah. It's a terrible app.
Honestly, you want to talk about terrible apps? The Yahoo Screen.
That is the worst
streaming
That's what kept me
app.
From watching...
Community?
No, the...
Other Space?
Other Space, because I can't get it on the Xbox or the PlayStation.
You can get Yahoo Screen on Xbox. Well, I have it on Xbox.
Oh. Well, my Xbox is not hooked up.
Well, then you have no excuse.
that's my fault. Well, it's not on my PlayStation 4, and it's not on the Wii U, so...
Okay. It's a garbage app anyway. It's terrible.
It craps out half the time. It's really bad.
The FX app only works half the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know why more networks don't just make more deals with Hulu. Just put it out. Almost everybody works with Hulu anyway. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just freaking do it. It ticks me off when I find something I really like and it's not on Hulu.
Hey, you just saying just do it. Is that a callback to Shia LaBeouf and
just
his...
Just do it!
And
yes.
his
he had a
2015.
Year.
Yeah,
he had a year.
Yeah, he
sure
really did.
He sure did.
He really did.
You know what? I think I think I'm finally starting to turn the corner a little bit. I think
kind of liking him.
I think I kind of I'm liking Shia LaBeouf again.
You like this crazy Shia LaBeouf?
Well, it's gotten to the point where it's become like performance art, like
which is what he's playing. All
yeah, and that's great. The one where he watched all of his movies like in one sitting and had a camera on him. That was genius.
Yeah.
That was genius. And I mean, some of the stunts have been kind of garbage. But...
Yeah, like his plagiarizing thing, and mm-hmm. which. I think he did it just to get attention.
Yeah.
Because he did another thing where he was at like a con or something, and he completely like motion for motion, word for word, did some interview with like some French Indy car driver did.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Yeah. Weird is one way to describe it. Yeah.
The thing where he wore the bag on his head and says, "I'm not famous anymore."
Yeah.
Granted, that was like I think last year, but.
And he shows up just in the weirdest spots. Have you seen that music, that a YouTube video for actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, yeah.
No. It's like a weird spoken word, like song rap performance art thing.
Yeah.
So they performed it and it's a whole YouTube video with people with giant cardboard Shia LaBeouf heads running around. And at the very end, it cuts to the audience and it's just him in a suit and he does that. Thing from Citizen Kane where he stands up and just starts clapping super hard and like super furiously. Yeah, it's really funny. But yeah, he's had a year. It wasn't on the list, but I'm glad we ended up talking about him a little bit. We can talk about comics real quick. It's been a really good Marvel's had a really good year.
Oh god, yes.
It's been a good year for comics that are funny and fun.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad comics are finally getting back to that with Squirrel Girl, with Howard the Duck. Hellcat just started, but it's really good.
I really like Spider-Gwen personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been liking that.
Spider-Pool. Or Gwenpool.
Gwenpool.
Spider-Pool is something I've made up.
Gwenpool is just starting. And I feel like it's not quite as pure as Spider-Gwen was.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Gwen was kind of just an afterthought in Spider-Verse, and people just went nuts for it.
Because it was a really strong design.
It really is, and it's something... We haven't seen a spider character, really. But that comic's really good, and the art style is really, really interesting.
Yeah. Marvel's attempts at rebooting their universe was leaps and bounds better than DC did a few years ago.
There were parts of it that still weren't great.
Well, it was as good as it can be for rebooting their universe. But right now, Marvel is the stronger of the two major companies. But there's been a lot of indie books that have come out this year.
Rat Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rat Queens is great.
Can I say?
No, let's say Sex Criminal.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, that's a good one.
I wasn't going to say Sex Criminal. I was going to say Bitch Planet.
Bitch Planet.
Bitch Planet, yeah. It's a title. I think we could say it. Yeah. Whatever.
You say it on TV.
Yeah.
You do.
But no, it's been a really good year for comics. DC, not so
they're
much.
They're trying. They're trying.
Batgirl
they're
trying something. Is good.
Batgirl was really good. That rebooted this year.
Harley Quinn got better.
Yeah.
Significantly. Yeah, that's true.
Batman got weird.
Well, yeah.
Weirder.
The Black Canary book was really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that new one. Yeah, where she's like in a band.
Yeah.
It was a really good year for diversity in comics.
Yes.
A lot of strong female characters came out of this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, like in Spider-Gwen, what was really interesting, the Captain America in her universe is a African-American woman.
Yeah.
Oh, what is her name? She's really cool.
Oh, I can't remember. I've got like a stack of comics I still haven't quite zipped through at home.
Okay. Good year for Star Wars comics.
It's good, very good year for Star Wars.
I've been getting all of them, and I love them. Darth Vader is especially amazing.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about
a ton.
We talked about that last week, I think.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Check it out.
But you know, speaking of Star Wars, good year for Star Wars. Good year for movies in general.
Yeah. I mean, we had like title after title vying for like biggest grossing movie. Between like Age of Ultron and
Jurassic World,
and then Force Awakens knocked everybody off.
Just literally everyone.
Yep.
Like
about to beat Avatar.
It did beat Avatar.
Good, and the universe has righted itself.
Yeah.
Because of that,
the balance has been restored to the Force.
Yeah, but even some movies that were really good but didn't gross as much, like Mad Max.
Mad Max is excellent. It's one of my favorite. Not only favorite movies of the year, but one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Really good movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, you got to see it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. I've got on that, and I don't have time for anything.
I've got the Blu-ray out to let you borrow it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd rather not Redbox it. There was like another movie that I wanted to... I can't remember.
Was it Minions? Did you want to talk about Minions?
No, I don't.
It was a big year for those Minions.
Those Twinkie jerks.
Was it Ant-Man?
Ant-Man was this year.
Ant-Man was this year.
And it was good.
Ant-Man was good. It was surprisingly good.
It was smaller in scope than a lot of what Marvel Studios had put out.
It wasn't quite as grand and epic.
And I think that's what Marvel Studios needed.
It was like a super-powered heist film.
They just kept getting bigger and bigger. And before the bubble burst, they decided to kind of pull back a little bit. And that's perfect. That's perfectly fine.
Like, kind of what they did with, like, Guardians, but not quite as much.
Yeah. It was probably the closest thing to the first Iron Man movie that they had put out.
True, yes.
Yeah, I think everything was working against Ant-Man.
And it against all odds, it didn't set the world on fire, certainly, it was a very solid movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more than I thought I was, because I definitely thought it was going to be like the Black Sheep.
That's exactly it.
Kind of like the Iron Man 3.
That's what I'm worried about. Doctor Strange, if you want to be honest. I'm real worried about that one.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Benedict Cumberbatch as an actor.
I don't know if he's a good fit for Doctor Strange.
We'll see.
And that mustache is too patchy.
I can't think of any...
It's too wispy.
They'll fix it in post.
That's it. Yeah, they'll CGI some facial hair.
I really can't think of anybody who'd be a great fit for Doctor Strange.
Man, Strange is such a weird niche character that I don't know why they've decided to include him. Because he sticks out like a sore thumb. Everything else has been science, or at least science disguised as magic in the place of Thor.
Yeah.
This is straight up magic. Straight up like wizarding.
How about a wizard? Yeah. Let's put a wizard in here.
He is a wizard. He's the wizard of, he's the Doctor Fate of the Marvel
Sorcerer
Universe.
Sorcerer Supreme.
He is.
Yeah,
that's it. You know, with some sour cream. But,
He's not a regular sorcerer. He has extra tomatoes and sour cream.
There's some Frito chips in there.
Yeah,
spice, a little bit of spice in the meat.
Yeah,
I'm really hungry now.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. We want to roll over onto some actual television shows, not like Netflix stuff.
Sure, sure.
Like some of the late night shakeups.
Oh,
that was big this year.
Yeah, Jon Stewart leaving the Daily Show, and honestly, I wanna like Trevor Noah. But I can't.
He's growing on me a little bit.
I can't watch it. I've only seen one episode.
He's not as funny.
He's not as funny. It's a different kind of funny than Jon Stewart, and that's not what I'm used to, and that's why I'm having trouble. But he's growing on me a little bit.
I think I just need to watch more.
A lot of his humor is self-deprecating.
True. Yes.
And I side with that. I quite a bit. but between that and
Colbert
taking over, Letterman retiring. Who saw that coming?
Ooh, man. I mean, he is, you know, he's getting up there, though.
Yeah, but it's...
And he had his share of scandals in the previous years.
He did, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But...
Boy, Larry Wilmore is great, though. He's really grown on me.
Yeah.
On the nightly show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's At Midnight is good.
At Midnight's gotten really good.
I didn't like it at first, but now I do.
I usually don't like Chris Hardwick and things, but Midnight has gotten pretty good. I'll agree with that.
Did you see the episode with the Riff Trax guys?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God. It's the best episode of At Midnight
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'll have to find that one.
I'm sad Craig Ferguson's done doing his show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was a little more gimmicky than some of the others?
A little bit.
A little.
You know, he only had an animated robot on stage.
But hey, it means he's free to go do, you know, whatever he wants to do. Or not do whatever he wants to do. Yeah. You know, it's up to him.
And I'll tell you, here lately I've been really liking Jimmy Fallon. But mostly when Justin Timberlake's on and they're doing like musical numbers.
I like Fallon, but sometimes it seems like he's trying too hard.
Definitely.
Sometimes it's like, am I watching Double Dare?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Like, those little bits are funny, but it's like, is this Double Dare?
Well, it's like he watched old episodes of the Late Show with David Letterman, like his original, his Late Late Show, and is trying to mimic that. And it works for the most part, but every once in a while it just comes off. It hits something where it stumbles and it comes off really ingenuine. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I like him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but there's something there with a classy late night show, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Seth Meyers, I like quite a bit.
Oh, I've always liked Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm. I always thought he was good on
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame that SNL just hasn't quite been.
Yeah,
it's been more. This has been more of a miss than a hit season.
Yeah, for them. Yeah. I've not cared about it.
Well, like they shouldn't have had Trump on.
Yeah, that was well.
Don't want to get into that.
Let's steer clear of all that stuff. Yeah, but
we'll tiptoe around those tulips.
Yeah. But CW shows.
Oh yeah, Arrow is still not quite hitting it for me.
It's getting there though.
Flash has been boom. First season, second season, love Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they got their new series starting here like 2 weeks,
something like that.
Wow,
Legends of Tomorrow.
That'll be cool. I'm excited.
It's like
that.
A bunch of the B characters from Flash and Arrow, which are a lot of times are the best parts.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And Flash, I'm looking forward. They're introducing Earth 2 evil versions of Firestorm and
Deathstorm.
Deathstorm with Firestorm with a skull face and Danielle Panabaker as a supervillain.
Yep.
And I'm super
Killer Frost.
Super excited for that. That's going to be pretty great.
Also, I saw that Colton Haynes is coming back to Arrow.
Colton Haynes.
He was Arsenal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Right on.
iZombie is fantastic.
Yes.
We finally caught back up with that the other day, actually. That's such a good show. It's probably one of my favorite shows on TV right now, honestly.
I'm glad they didn't do a straight-up adaptation of the comic, because I don't think it would have been nearly as successful.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have translated as well.
Yeah.
You read the trade. You didn't think it was as good.
Okay.
No, it's not bad, but...
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supergirl is enjoyable.
Yes.
I really like it.
My folks really enjoy Supergirl.
I know, right?
Yeah, they send me text messages all the time asking, so this character just popped up. What's going on with them? And I, say, okay, did they do this? Did they do that? Is he...
Also, they've been getting kind of daring with their character choices. They're really pulling from the DC universe.
They are, yeah. It's kind of impressive how deep they're going. Like, they pulled Jem the Son of Saturn the other day.
Yeah.
That's a character that no one should know. I mean, I know him because I'm me, and I'm weird, but no one should know who Jem the Son of Saturn is.
The fact that they brought the Martian Manhunter in.
And not
they
like
brought Martian Manhunter in?
Manhunter, yeah. Like, wow. And not just like a guy with red eyes saying, hey, I'm from Mars.
No, full-on green.
Full-on green with the red cape and the X and like the blue shorts.
Oh, man, I gotta watch more episodes of this show.
Full-on Martian Manhunter, like shape-changing, super strength flying.
Yeah.
So I've only seen the first two episodes, and I loved them. I thought they were great, but I just haven't gone back. Well, it's because it's CBS, and it's hard to watch it.
Yeah.
At times, yes.
Yeah. But that show is really, really, really good.
It's really kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Constantine was canceled, and that was sad.
But showed up on
Arrow for an episode.
And the rumor is he might be a mid-season addition to the Legends of Tomorrow cast.
I heard they also might... bouncing around the idea of doing their Justice League Dark movie.
It's never going to happen.
It might not, but I know they're looking for casting choices. And what's his face? He plays Constantine on the show.
Yeah.
He's on their short list.
It's never going to happen.
Probably not, but it's a nice thought.
It's a nice thought, but yeah, like it's
I think
it's
they might happen. Be kind of waiting to see how Strange goes.
Yeah. Yeah, because that would be the answer, because that's... Justice League Dark would basically be like Magic Justice League.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It is exactly what it is.
Yeah. But hey, and that means we'd get Swamp Thing, which I'm
all
for.
Right?
Anyway, we're running out of time, so let's talk about some games real quick. Splatoon.
Splatoon is great.
Splatoon is a lot of fun.
It's one of the best multiplayer games.
It was like really hot when it came out, but I don't hear a lot of people talk about it.
People still play it.
People still play it.
Well, I'm sure they do.
It's a really...
I mean, especially since all the DLCs were free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they... Well, they end at the end of this month.
But still, I mean, they rolled stuff out way longer than...
Any game usually does.
Yeah, it really kind of revitalized the third-person shooter genre, I think.
Yeah.
It definitely got me into it again.
Yeah, you would never have played a game... Like you wouldn't play Star Wars Battlefront.
No.
Yeah.
But also, the gameplay is different in Splatoon. You know, it's not just a, like Call of Duty, kill everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Between that and not having voice chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Along with that, the Smash Brothers came back hard this year. And it blew up.
and it kept pushing all year with new mm-hmm. updates and exciting stuff going on.
Yeah. New characters and everything.
I like getting excited about who's going to show up and what they're going to do next almost more than I do actually playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We could talk about our favorite game of the year, I think, collectively. Undertale.
Undertale, yeah. Undertale's fantastic.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, nobody saw it coming. Yeah. It's a turned the RPG genre on its head, mm-hmm. story-wise and a little bit gameplay-wise. The bullet hell style battle system and not having to kill anybody.
It's unique.
It's really unique. And you need to play it. I mean, yeah. And if you're getting all upset because the fan base is a mess, don't do that about it.
I haven't looked into the fan base, so I'm kind of glad I haven't.
It is kind of...
Even the Steven Universe fan base has gotten really garbage.
Yeah.
Just don't let how stupid people get about stuff affect your enjoyment of it.
Exactly. Yep.
Because people get dumb about everything.
Yep. Let's see. Fallout came out this year.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still haven't finished it. Actually, I haven't played it in a while, but it's a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
Kojima escaping Konami.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably one of the biggest.
Konami has been just a huge mess all year.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But he's out. He's got his own new Kojima Productions.
So, I mean, something good's going to come from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Konami didn't, own the rights to the name Kojima Productions.
I'm really surprised about that, too. Who knows?
But he's free, and Metal Gear 5 turned out really amazing, aside from some glaring things missing because of Konami.
Yeah. And you know, some meme stuff like that Pizza Rat.
Remember
Pizza Rat?
Yep. That rat and dragging a whole slice of pizza down the stairs into a subway.
Yeah. Like 2 seconds of video that took the internet by storm.
Yo. Yeah. And like the late night guys were running with it and everybody, it was like Left Shark all over again.
Yeah. It was like Left Shark. You're absolutely right. Left Shark was this year though.
Too, yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yep. And like the last thing, okay. That stupid dress. What color did you guys see?
Blue, black.
I only see blue, black.
White and gold for me. I can't see it the other way. I don't know.
I see both. I can see both.
Well, you're just special, aren't you?
You can see both sides of the coin. Oh, my God.
Get off the fence, Samantha.
But it starts off white and gold, and I see it fade to blue and black, and then it goes back.
You'll fade to black.
Oh.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa. Okay, so on that vaguely threatening tone, let's go ahead and wrap up the show. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com. And before we do say anything else, I just want a little bit of quiet. You hear that? No, you don't. New equipment, you guys. New equipment. No more hums in the background.
As you're peeking it.
Yeah, as I'm peeking. Of course, yes. Okay, go ahead.
You can find us at the Facebooks, and you can give us likes, and that's facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us with any questions, concerns, or requests at staff@nerdoverload.com.
And you can tweet us tweets @nerd_overload. We'll read them.
We will. We might even respond to them. Yeah. Who knows?
It'll blow up my phone, and I'll see it.
Pretty much. Same here. So, all right. Well, hey, thanks again for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Let's hope 2016 is a great year, too.
Yeah. And we'll put stuff on the website. We'll write articles this year.
We'll do that, too. Okay. All right. See you later.
Peace out.